from Simon Tov Kufay Aleph Sif Gimel. Ain Neufam Alpaneim Ver Rosh Hashanah B'Tfila of a Pishon of Alpaneim B'Shmaris B'Slichas. So it's Erev Yom Tov, so you're not Neufam Alpaneim. You don't, like any Erev Yom Tov, you don't say Tachanun. Even though we said Tachanun or Neufam Alpaneim by the Slichas earlier in the day. Now, in their world, in general, that was done before. That was done way early in the morning in a Shmurus. So
how we do that then?
But the Mishnah is going to point out, even if we end up doing it later, we're still our Nefil Panayim. During the Slichas, excuse me. May talk about Rosh Hashanah. We don't blow the Tzray for Rosh Hashanah. Chab Beit Nefil Panayim. Who Kamoi Shar Erev Yom Tov. That you don't blow. You're not Nefil Panayim on Erev Yom Tov. Okay. Even if the sichus continues into the day, we still are nefil panim. Why? They should write upon him regular masayim karam al shachar. Take the linpo afim eir upam echad shemam shekol yom. Now, what's interesting? You know, you see how they pashan used to say the whole slichus before al shachar. Right, and therefore they would get to Tachanun before the Shachar. So that even if one time it ended up taking longer, right, I guess in a world where you got up by the light of day, you're out there, you need to get out to work, so Slichas Erev Hashanah was done at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's basically what it meant.
But
suppose that there's a Baal Bris or a Mohel or a Sonic there, we still say
Tachanun with Slichas. Because the point is, we're looking at this. This is really part of the Lilo. It's not part of the Yom. So the Yom, it's the Tfilas of Yom. But this is not Tfilas of Yom. This is Tfilas of Lilo, which is a separate Tkufa. And so again, Lahavsi main Tkias to Rishus the Tkias to have. We don't blow every Rosh Hashanah to indicate that the Tkias which are going to blow the next day, which is Rosh Hashanah itself, are key. And what we're doing to now is Rishus. So we separate the two. We could argue in a case where the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, we're going to have a hefsek of a day anyways, you might as well blow Friday morning, even though we don't do that.
What's the significance of the fact that that is in brackets? Somebody else put that in later?
I don't think so. I'm not sure why it's bracketed. I don't know. Come on, much of this guy in Islam, but there's no issue to blow for practice. The daikish amapsik, but basically this is the fact that you didn't blow in the morning is enough to indicate that this is a distinct process from what was before to what's after. So Minhagim Kosov Tam Kali Larvis the Sultan. In the Minhagim, which Minhagim means from the Rizal, he says the reason why we don't blow is in order to confuse the Sultan. If he didn't blow, then can we blow? Like, it's confusing to him. He can't end this kalkla. You shouldn't blow at all, according to that. But Rabbi Hashem said for Amarkel, Mashal Disamit Shor Bechedu Sigur. So he sort of makes a shor that if you do it in a very private place, it's more to the Islamic. Okay, Dalit Mechabs and Mustafa Rosh Hashanah. The minig is to prepare people, we wash our clothing, take haircuts, Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Chiddush is, even though it's a Yom HaDin, we still present ourselves looking, I suppose, a person who would go to the judgment in the court, he wouldn't pretty himself up to go to the judgment. He would, you know, he would be sitting in Pachad and he would look disheveled. But nowadays, our confidence in the Din, they were going to be, but Seich Medin is that we get dressed. There's a minig, a person should matar, yesh noigim, litwal ber shashana mishum keri, and some people have a minig to matar themselves with Tumas Keri, going to the mikvah on their Rosh Hashanah. Yishkim shanoigim lelech ala kaboris, lahavar shal matkin, some people have a minig to go to their supporters. Renosim shal mstakal anim, and give stakal. Okay. We're confident the Baruch Hashem will make a decision which is right, which is correct for us. But it is not proper to wear embroidered clothing, fancy clothing, vermeshi and silk. He should have a mara adin. Ayyubash begotim levonim loyim. It should be nice, fresh clothing. They wore levonim, they were white. Even the minhag is not to wear white garments. You're wearing your regular garments, but you shouldn't put on the suit shouldn't be too fancy. The person not able to go into the mikveh because the water is actually too cold. You can picture, in a year where Rosh Hashanah is late in Northern Europe. Right, the water was cold.
Especially when they went in the river.
Right. So Yira Lishpach al Gufay Tisha Kabin Mayim. So what he suggested we should do is at least through the process was called Tisha Kabin. The Kisha Kabin, obviously, does not remove any the tumor of the rice which is on the person. You need to actual tefillah. Because our masakin or certain tumas drabbanon, the process of pouring 9 kavan of water over the person in a continuous flow, which talks about that you would use different kalim, you would start pouring from the second one before the first one ended. It has to be a continuous flow of water. Nowadays, basically, the person's in the shower, you can accomplish the same thing. You have the tisha kavan, so if a person will have 9 kavan of water pouring over his rosh avirubai, that's considered an act of entire himself in tumas carry. So, we're not knowing this. Gemara says that we don't pass like that mandamra. But there's a mandamra in the Gemara that a person who has tumas keri cannot daven and he cannot learn. So he gets to a mikvah. Chazal says he gets to a mikvah. He can't get to a mikvah. He would have to do tishas kabbin. That would allow him to daven and learn. So in Siman Peches, where it talks about the lochas of tumas keri over there, they got to be learning. It says even though we're noyig, we paskin that it doesn't answer. There are still places which paskin that it answers. And therefore, there's an inyan being machmer. So he explains over there this process has to be one continuous flow of water. So if you calculate the liquid amount of liquid, just roughly calculating the amount of liquid, so. A lug is 16 ounces, but approximately a revius, what we refer to as a revius, we put down a revius, it means a quarter of a lug. That's the revius is really a shorthand for revius a lug. So revius a lug is about 4 ounces, so then a lug obviously is about 16 ounces. Higher math, right, tells us that. So now there are 6 lug in a kav. So if you figure that's a pint, 16 ounces is a pint, so that's 6. That's 3/4 of a gallon. So, right. So 9 times 3/4 of a gallon is 27/4. Is almost 7 gallons. So it's a decent amount of water. Right. I don't know how long it takes you. It's like you stick your head in the shower and like, yeah, oh, water good, but tisha kabin, right to gang, and you have to. So the idea of being saying you have to tish kav with a shower, it works, there's no problem, it works. You have to stand there long enough that there's 9 kavan of water have flowed over the head and the body in one flow. So it takes time. Now the Chayyadim adds that the proper time to be tayvul is a person should not do it if possible. Can't do it later. They're not doing it at all, but it should be done no earlier than 1 hour before Chatzos. So Chatzos is 12:30, so 11:30. Chatzos is 12:05, so 11:05, whatever the number is. I don't think we discussed this by Erev Pesach. I think we weren't here for those. I wasn't here for that when we covered that.
It's all right to be. We're just trying to. It's supposed to be Toastmasters meeting at 8. How long are you planning on being there?
Till 8 or 5. But do you want to set up out there, maybe?
I'm wondering.
Because nothing's going to set up either way.
There's nothing else going on out there, and then we don't have to worry about setting the chairs up afterwards.
Right. It might be smarter because nothing's set up either way.
I'll drink to that.
Huh?
I said, I'll drink to that. Toastmasters.
So do we take this same idea and apply it, let's say, to Erev Shabbos? Or he says about Erev Hashanah. Does it apply to Erev Shabbos? It seems to be about Erev Shabbos. So I once discussed it with my rabbi. He said, there's no mention of it at all in the Hilchos Erev Mishnah. We're talking about going to the Erev Shabbos. He doesn't mention anything about an hour before Chatzos. So I said, I think the pshat is like this, that Yom Shishi is itself is a day of Erev Shabbos. That's what it is. So the hachanas of Erev Shishi, by definition, are hachanas of Erev Shabbos. So even if you do it earlier in the day, that's what it is. Where Erev Shana, the day is not doesn't belong to Shana. Erev Shishi is part of the week leading into Shabbos. Erev Shana is b'chlal not shayach to Shana per se. So you have to do something to make sure that it's obvious to people that you're doing it because of the upcoming day. So Chazal felt that it only would be true, or Allah was only true, if you do it closer in towards the day. So therefore, we say Chatzos, we ready as the day is waning, moving into Rosh Hashanah. It's obviously doing it for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you know what? Even an hour before that. But that's as far as you're going to take it. Whereas Erev Shabbos, the way the week is built, Friday is the day of Achanah for Shabbos. That's how it's, so even if it's earlier in the day, it's understood you're doing it for Shabbos.
So the people that are going before that time, they're doing a good thing, but it's not back up for Rosh Hashanah? Is that what it is? It's like they go before an hour before Chatzos.
If people try going to the mikveh earlier, so they go into work, and so they have another option, you have another option.
Right.
If you have an option. Actually, the cheder was mash. If you went earlier, you should go again later on in the day. Difficult. Okay. Fine. Yesh echadim shekosher shenochem limloya atzum l'shamash mitosa v'shtein yalev l'shev Rosh Hashanah. A person in general should refrain from having relations with his wife on the nights of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, always a leil tefillah. Because chayiv lekayim oinosai. If it's a night leil tefillah, the husband should be with his wife. We ask him to be shabbos. He should go to the mikveh again on Yom Tov to matar himself from, because the act of bia has the din of tumas kerei. Okay, and elu ha'anoshim ha'oichlum l'soiv bitno. People which eat a large amount. Alternatively, they've thought about women. It's much better that they should have a relationship with their wife than they should have carry. So carry could come from overeating, like eating the stuff, person eating, you know, stuffing themselves. So that can cause carry. Also, because her person is Mahar Bisha Beyoim, because it's a carry Belila. So it would be better they should be with his wife. Hakvoris, meaning to go to the basic chorus. The basic chorus, who walk in Menuchas Tzadikim, till in the Skalba Shom Yeser. So it is, if we're talking about a Jewish cemetery, so there are people buried there, which, and their schus, and the tefillahs would be accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person does not daven to the mason. The schools of these tzaddikim which are lying here, or interned here, the Russian should have rachmanas on us. But you're davening directly to the Baruch Hu, not to the mason. And this is the famous discussion. Mm-hmm. V'yakav HaKvoros. A person should be careful when he goes into the Beis HaKvoros. He should avoid, he should circle around the quarter. Whereas he shouldn't be walking on top of the quarter. Yitin Saka Kadam Shiyarma HaTachinus. And the person should again give stock. There was a knee which would stay nearby. So they knew that people would come basic worst, but they would give stock at that point in time. So they would stay nearby. A person goes to a kever to daven, and a person then leaves. The person should not go back to the same kever the same day. Excuse me, I can't control myself. This is a fellow who comes to the base of Elam for a visit for your center, and there's a chazan there. The chazan says that he says kevim all if he charges it for kevim. He says it's parnos. He stands at the basic course. He says, "Come all." He says, "Okay." He says, "How much does it cost?" He says, $5 for with the eyes open, $10 with the eyes shut. Right? He says, "Okay, I'll take the eyes shut." Good. Chazan gets there and he says, "With his eyes shut, the counts of mice." At the end of the day, opens his eyes and there's nobody there. Okay. So the machaber, see the tough coupe.
The meaning of taking money in advance.
Yeah, that's the side of that.
That's the limit from that.
No, that's the limit of the story. Yeah. Should we change two of the brachos in Shemot Esrei? Akel HaKadosh becomes like Hamelach HaKadosh, and Hamelach who hates Tokom Mishpot becomes Hamelach HaMishpot. Being taught, if he said either of these incorrectly, he's possibly made a mistake and said it in what he normally says. He's not Yotzeh. And Suffolk has to go back. So where does he go back to? If the mistake was made in the bracha of Melech Kodesh, he said Akela Kodesh. So you don't go back to Atakadosh Hashem Chakadosh Hashem Chakadosh Hashem Chakadosh. You're Chayzer L'Rosh. You go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei. So now the Shabur is going to point out, because we look at the first three brachas in some ways are function like one. Now, that's not, we just clarify that point. Person by mistake said Masha Baruch Amar Degoshen in the sum. She has to correct it by going back and not saying it. Right? So where does he go back to? He goes back to, if he's still, and still within that bracha, he goes back to Atogi Baruch Olam Hashem. He leaves out Masha Baruch. He has to go back, but he only goes back within the bracha. Once he's finished the bracha, and he goes back, so we say a mistake, which is Nikva, one of the brachas, first three, we have to correct the first three, function as a unit. But as long as you're still within the bracha itself, it wasn't Nikva, that there's a mistake here, then you can correct it within the bracha itself. That making sense? Yeah.
So where does the bracha end?
Okay. Well, so over there, in Mechaya Mesa. The second bracha, bracha to Hashem. Now, so we hear also.
Why do you have to go back to the beginning? It's one bracha.
So if you made a mistake within the bracha of Atakadosh Hashem Hakadosh, promise you made a mistake in the chasima.
Mm-hmm.
Means by definition, when you made the mistake, the bracha was nikva. With a mistake. See, if you corrected the Teichel Dibra, you corrected it. That's not a problem. Maybe you didn't correct the Dibra. This is now the bracha was said with a mistake. Remember, the whole bracha is nikva with a mistake. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei.
Because, so in other words, the bracha of Akel HaKadosh is part of the first bracha there.
First three brachas, right.
So it's not. It doesn't end by Machaya Mase, even though that's a chasim on a bracha.
No, I meant in the case where the problem is Masha Baruch, it would end by Machaya Mase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. But
I'm saying,
but
if you're making a problem if you did Hakel HaKadosh, then that's
a mistake for that.
That's
for that,
still, it's
that,
still, but you're going back to the beginning.
You're back to, because the three brachas function as one. Right, the three brachas. Once the brach has been done improperly, the three brachas function as one. You have to go back to the beginning of all three brachas.
Yeah.
As long as you're still internally within that bracha, whichever bracha it is,
right.
then you can just go back to the beginning of that bracha.
Yeah.
So, to the example of that would be Masha Baruch Amar Degoshen. Now, that's why Melech HaKadosh. Shavim Hu B'Melech HaMishpat. So the Shulchan Aruch sheet is that B'Melech HaMishpat you have to go back also, because we'll see an opinion which says, like the Mishpat was going to say, that there's one sheet that says that B'Melech HaMishpat you don't go back at all. because the Maase, you say you mentioned Melech and you mentioned Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch sheet is not like that. That's for Ashkenazim. For Svardim, the Hakpada is HaMelech HaMishpat, and otherwise you go back. So you said the wrong Chasim. Melech HaMishpat is not Melech HaMishpat. So good. So how far do you go back? So you go back to the beginning of that bracha. Because they're over there in the middle bracha, they don't look at them as one long thing. Each one is his own bakasha. Right. The person realized before he finished from Esrei, so he goes back to the bracha of Ashiva Shatanaka or Shana. Then he has to, from that point onwards, he has to say it on the Seder. So he can't just go back and say, he's holding a middle word. Then once in 1 second, I'll go back and say that paragraph of Hashiva Shatanaka or Shana, said, Gabbat, Lo Bracha Hashem Melech HaMishpat. No, once you're going to go back, you're going to go back and then you have to say everything in the right proper order from that point onwards, but you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But when Isker Acha Oker Ragov Ayin Le'el Simen Kuf Yizayin, what's called Oker Ragov, so Chayz L'Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei Ayin Le'el Simen Kuf Yizayin. And there he talks about, my mind just blanked. It's not a chiddush, but the case that he was dealing with was, or is,
you were going to define what Oker Ragov was, I think.
Right. Oh, okay. So, thank you. A little embarrassing. There was one of you who said Yidur Rotson, you didn't take 3 steps back. The person's wrong to say Yidur Rotson twice. So the first one is not called Oker Ragov. The second one is the second time he says it, that's called Oker Ragov. Even he didn't actually step back. Once he finished that phrase,
counted like he moved.
So that's it. He's done, even if he didn't physically step back. Okay. Zakti Mishabura Sibkat Mal. Shesh Mitshuva, Yisai Melech HaKadosh, Melech HaMishma. When real cross of the Yeshua came, Mishnagam, Lerma Marib, his Mishnagam, Lerma Shabbos Hashanah, Reynagam came him, Kamen of the Fee, Shehem, Shiras, Mishwafas. There's different stuff that we have different piyutim that people added. So one of the questions that comes up, but there are in Yomim Tovim in general, there are special things they add into Marav. They're called Maravis. So do you have those on Rosh Hashanah? So he says that that's not, you know, some people have that minig. Well, I say that's not our minig. Because mostly those are the supplements that we make and the putin that we add are in the flow and the context of the bracha that it's being found in. So it's obviously its main thing is praising Hashem, and right now, so, you know, we do what we have to do, but we're not doing more. You know, the same way we don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah. The Morris say Hallel Rosh Hashanah. Morris says, what do you want from the guy? He says, I remember Din, and you ask him to, and you ask him to say Hallel. That's not fair. Okay. Oy the Kosim Shem Ben Hagim, the Nagam Hakal, Lomer Pasuk, Tikuba Chodesh Shafor, while we have Sik Tabakigula Arichta. It's interesting. So the core for this that we say Rosh Hashanah night after the end of the Bruch of Hashkivenu, Aval Yerushalayim, we finish up. That the Rosh was Pasuk Hashalom Aleinu Makalom Yisro Aval Yerushalayim, Tikuba Chodesh Shafor, but yes, Bakesim Chagenu. So the Makor for that is an Arizal. And the Arizal says that you're supposed to do. And it's not considered a hefsek because why is it considered a hefsek? So let's explain what's the question. So the question is, the more I ask the kasha, that the law is you're not supposed to be masik between geula and tefillah.
Right.
Because where do you see it? The more it says a drosh, it says at the end of the kapitel, your tes, right? You say that the Rosham should, the Rosham is Suri V'Goyavi, and then the Chav starts with Yanuch Hashem B'Yem Tzorah. So when David Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hu said, answer us, Yom Chosh HaMayim Sarah, right before that is Hashem Siri Begarli. That's the most smichus. So the Gemara already asks, so by Pesharachas, I understand, Baruch Hu Hashem, God Yisrael, and Hashem says, I think, Vim Gitiya Lusak. The Gemara says, but by Ma'ariv, there's Hashkibeinu, one brachas. There's Hashkibeinu. The Gemara says, no problem, it's Gula Richter. The Gemara says, Dilo Tema Hochi, the pasuk which we say before we start Shemoneh Esrei is not really part of Shemoneh Esrei, but it's the Shemoneh Esrei starts from the beginning of the bracha. So Hashem says, which is Medina the Gemara, why is it a problem? The answer is, Ketfila Richta Dami. We look at that as an extension of Tefillah. So Hashkiveinu is also looked at as an extension of Geula. Same way you can have an extension of the Tefillah, you have an extension of the Geula. Good. Now, what about the psukim which we add after Hashkiveinu? So Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen, which we say by during the week, it was the chance of Gaidim to say it, because people will sometimes come late from Mar when their shuls were out of the city, and there was a concern that a person would come late and then start davening, people would not wait for him, and that would he'd be left to come back to the city through this dangerous areas by himself, which is not proper. Therefore, we added in an extra tefillah that he could skip and catch up. So that's what we say. Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen. So
is it considered a gula recha though?
So it doesn't say it's a gula recha. Actually, so that's what the Gaonim say. So there is a rekeach. I think it's a rekeach. Rekeach says it's like tefillah richta. Why is it tefillah richta? Hashem's name is mentioned 18 times in the paragraph of Baruch Hashem that we say. And Marv after Hashkiveinu, it's leading into tefillah. Okay, so that's that. What about the other psukim? We say Hashem Avedi Sos Hashabbos or B'tikur B'chadosh Shofar. By the Rambam says Marv Hashem Avedi Yisrael. What's about that? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, you can't say it. It's a hefsek. Can't say it. It's a hefsek. The Gemara actually holds the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. You also don't say it. It's also a problem with hefsek. The Rambam Pasha says the same thing. So if you remain a person of Pasha until Lofa based on the Rambam, you'll see that he doesn't say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. I just met somebody this week who does that.
People who pass by the Grah.
People pass by the Grah, but now people pass by the Grah in Eretz Yisrael, let's talk a minute because of the Grah.
In some places.
Well, Baruch Hashem, nobody says Baruch Hashem.
No, that nobody says.
But
Shamru they do say in some places.
The literature are all basically considered the minhag of the Grah was miskabel in Eretz Yisrael. But that's in Eretz Yisrael. The Chutz La'aretz it wasn't in his Kabul. So, but there is a person who was basically passing to the level from the Rambam, and he follows the Rambam. Now, I'm not getting involved in Hashkafah Yeshua with the Orthodox or whatever, not that's not a conversation for here.
That's 120 years of Rambam to defend them, he'll be alright.
Maybe.
I'm sure he's a pretty good spokesman.
Maybe the Rambam himself will say you did wrong. You should have followed Minhag HaMoed. I don't know what the Rambam would defend him. But anyway, but what do you do with these other psukim? So he says the Maaser that LP the Minhagim, which means the Rizal, says you should say them. And not considered a hefsek because they're considered a hamshich of geula. So now, what does it mean? It's geula rechtadami. So I'll just explain the thought. So Bishlam, I understand the bakasha of Gal Yisrael, which really is it's not a bakasha. I mean, Beaker, it's not a bakasha. Beaker, it's a statement of what the Bishlam did do for Gal Yisrael. Bishlam helped Gal Yisrael to care of them, etc. So now we daven, and the Bereshim should protect us, like he should be the goyel for us. Okay, I understand that. That's called gula richta. Yeah, you can hear that. Hashem says, "I talk for you." You understand that's tefillah richta. person says, "Mishamaru b'nei Yisrael Hashabbos." That's Gula Richta. It was Gula Richta. So this Gami Tiku, the explanation is because the tikka which refers to not only the tikka that we do, which refers to the tikka of the kapash of Magalot, right, the person is going to do the chayr seinu. So that's Gula Richta. The tikka which we're davening for, we're talking about this, the tikka of Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring us back. So that's Gula Richta. So that makes sense. The other ones are much more challenging. How the Gula Richta. Hashem is showing his malchus at this point in time. He's the one that gets to decide. So we talk about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is expressing malchus, as opposed to the name Kael. Kael is a mean of Rachem. Rashi says, "How do you know?" Rashi and the Gemara of Rachem says, right. Hashem Hashem Kael Rachum V'Chan. Rashi says that the name Kael is a mean of Rachum V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know? Because it says by Esther that when she was going to Achashverosh after the 3 days of fasting to present herself to Achashverosh, actually on the third day still, to ask him to come join her, and she was taking her life into her hands. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah went with her. She came to the Mokum where Achashverosh was, then there was Gilut, there was Avodah Zarah there. The Shekhinah left. And she says, "Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani." She says, "You don't speak to Midas Adin, Lama Azavtani." Right? Because you don't deserve it. Midas Adin, nobody deserves. So obviously, the Keili has to be understood as a Midas Arafa. So on the Yemei Adin, there's at least in Rosh Hashanah for sure, but in general, the Rosh Hashanah is judging his expression of Malchus, not of Machabi. It's a special of Din, so we say Hamelach HaKadosh instead of Mekel HaKadosh. Rishim HaSupik, the Chazaka Mash.
Is that what you think? Is that Melech is judging?
She's saying, Rishim. In fact, the Rosh Hashanah is an expression of the Rosh Hashanah's malchus over the Briyah. Okay. Or Shehu Masupik. If he said it incorrectly, or he's not sure if he said it incorrectly, so we have to assume that Chazaka, the Mashu Rogel Humasla, he probably said it the way he used to. You can't address the problem by repeating it many times to get used to saying it, because Baruch to Hashem, you can't say Hashem's name. You have to say something to replace it with. Well, but the problem is you're practicing with replacements, but when you come down to do the actual prayer, the real run, not the practice run, is davening, and then you say Hashem's name. Mm-hmm. So we're back to square one. Baruch Atah Hashem, he's just saying the Kel HaKadosh. He says Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. He's used to saying that when you say the word Hashem. Over here, you're saying Hashem's actual name, the Shem of Adnus. So that you're used to saying the Kel HaKadosh. You have himself a problem. Mashiach before. The Hachin and Rishon learn Baruch Atah Hashem and say Hashem's name. The Baruch Levatola. We remember below Hashem. In came the Tefillah Kasher Mer B'Shem Yachzal LeLimud. Learn Baruch Atah Hashem and Kel Hakadosh Shilchul Les Meit Tekanti. When you in Shmoneh Esrei, when you do say with Hashem's name, you can go back to what you used to say. You used to saying it with Kel Hakadosh. So there's no solution. Okay. Chayis of the Rosh. The Gemara Baruch Hashem is Chashuvas Kach. As we look at the first Yerachos as one unit, Yerach Hashanah Yom Kippur, Noyda Lo Shispal Al Seder, Lomer Mechetim Pach Tefe. Rosh Hashanah the Gemara Baruch Hashem Mesiyim Melech Chavish. He knows. He said that the additions that we added to the bracha, the third bracha, Mechetim Pach Tefe, Mechetim etc. Mechetim Kavoy, Mechetim Tzadikim, Mesiyim Loyes. Right, and finally, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech HaKadosh. That's probably what you said, because you say, if you know that you said that, you probably said the paragraph properly, unless you know otherwise. Rosh Hashanah Gemara Baruch Hashem Mesiyim Melech HaKadosh. After Dain Tzarich Lachzer Dulei Lo Shach Bezel Lomer Kehergol Kehergol L'Shana Bechol Shana Machu Shesev Shemoyisim Lomer Chanim Mesiyim Baruch. Since we're used to adding something different over here, and it's a different whole process, and you're focusing in, etc. So probably over there, we would not learn from the lack of the chazaka that it's no good for the rest of the year would not apply over here. Very helpful. Right. He's asking what was called a karagel. Fine. So the Chayyim over there raises the question: why don't we say if you have to say Hashem is Malchus and Hashem is Mishpat, so Melech Oyv Stokol Mishpat says everything you got to say. So what's wrong with saying it improperly? He says you're right. In a company, everything doesn't affect. That's how he understands caught himself during the period of time of Tekhle Deeper and he corrected himself. He said a Melech HaKadosh. In a circle last year, we had a Dibur Melech HaMishpot. According to the Shulchan again, HaMelech HaMishpat is a problem. Same way, we don't say B'nei Yavid Yerts with HaMelech HaMishpat. HaMelech HaMishpat is HaMelech HaMishpat. You didn't say that. So according to Shulchan Aruch, that's a problem. But Lamais, if you have done, if you've corrected yourself before, within Tehillat Dibur, so you corrected yourself. See what the person's phrase, as Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh, that's the phrase. We look at it as it's correcting what was beforehand. What was the Tekhle Dibur? How long was Tekhle Dibur? So it's long enough to say the phrase, Sholem Alecha Rabbi Umari. Sholem Alecha Rabbi Umari is not a very long phrase to say, because we type the time, it's about a second and one quarter. So that's all it takes to say. Then that's saying it slowly. Sholem Alecha Rabbi Umari. Some people say it to the Rebbe much quicker. Some people say other things in the Rebbe. But even if you're nice and you're saying the right thing to the Rebbe, so it's not a very long period of time. It's actually deeper.
And so excited you are to see him. You're very excited. Maybe it takes a long time. Ah, hot as I.
Yeah.
You're excited. It takes a long
time. That's what I expected.